very nice prelude to inviting Mr. Kenneth Lim to the podium. So, Kenneth, thank you very much for being with us for one more year. It's a great privilege to have you with us. And then I will invite Mark and Terence to come and have a picture with you.
Thank you.
So please share with us all the great initiatives you're doing that perpetuate this crowning of Singapore as the global maritime hub.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So once again, thank you, Capital Link, for inviting me and my colleague from the Maritime and Port Authorities to this forum this afternoon. And on behalf of MPA, I want to welcome all our local guests and, of course, our overseas guests. And, of course, setting up in Singapore is always music to our ears. I also like to, of course, Beng Ti has received her award, and I want to congratulate her once again, too. This year's Capital Link Forum theme is Shipping in a New Era, and that set me thinking about what I should highlight in this forum. I want to attempt to highlight the focus that marked the new era for shipping and how Maritime Singapore can continue to play an active role in this new era together with our tripartite partners. The new era, in my humble opinion, will probably be driven by three wheels of change, namely the supply chain, the change in supply chain, the change in sustainability, and the change in safety. And I think we heard the earlier panel a lot about adjacent sectors, learning from others. I think this first wheel of change in the supply chain in the new era will be one in which shipping will need to build up our capabilities and capacity to be resilient, to be agile, to learn from others. And as a result, we need to be adaptable to disruptions, whether coming within the sector or across the sectors, or even man-made or natural disasters and disruptions around the world. For Singapore, we have our first-hand experience during the COVID pandemic, where disruptions in port operations elsewhere affected global supply chain, and many shipping lines turned to Singapore as a trusted and reliable catch-up port. The recent Panama Canal congestion due to the lack of fresh waters, the Red Sea incidents have tested Singapore's ability to provide this catch-up service once again. The earlier panel, I suppose, on the dry bulk sector and navigating global trade and commerce would have addressed this future impact. So to me, that is the first change that we need to be ready in terms of supply chain. The next change of the next wheel of change, and I'm sure every seminar will talk about it, is sustainability. And I think for Singapore, we are implementing our multi-fuel bunkering strategy. And for those who have attended the opening ceremony yesterday would have heard from ministers all our multi-fuel approach. We do that in our net zero and both in our port operation and electrification of our harbour craft and energy in the new fuel world. The third, but not least, in my opinion, the wheel of change is in the safety. This safety in this new era will take on a new level of urgency given the first two wheels of change. Recent maritime incidents have also reminded us about the importance of ensuring the safety of our crews, our assets, our infrastructures. And Singapore has also included cybersecurity as an important element in this new era. And yesterday, you heard about the announcement by our Minister Chi on our maritime energy training facilities that we are rolling out with many, many partners. So then, I reflected on these three wheel of changes and asked myself, how then do we turn this wheel of changes on an axis and apply lubricants to reduce the friction of these waves of change? And in my humble opinion, I believe the answers would be innovative solutions, injections of capital, and inspiring our talents. In the interest of time, and I'm sure just now the panel have addresses a lot of innovation solutions, I will just address the second important enabler, which is the injections of capital. Capital drives activities, and that underpins our ethos behind growing a Singapore, a successful maritime hub. The maritime finance sector in Singapore today is more than 20 local and international banks with good shipping portfolios, and we are seeing more non-bank institutions coming to the fore as well. We at MPA will remain committed to develop Singapore as a green maritime finance hub, and our strategy is threefold. First is to standardize the definition on green shipping. So MPA have worked with MAS to set up credible definition for green and transition activities within the maritime sector. As part of the Singapore-Asia Taxonomy for Sustainable Finance, which was launched at the COP28 last year. This will provide clarity on what constitutes green and transition financing and facilitate investments and decision-makings for businesses. MAS and MPA will be collaborating on an upcoming capacity-building workshop to help industry partners understand the rationale behind the threshold, the criteria set, as well as the application of the taxonomy through case studies. Second, we believe to diversify the sources of financing in Singapore. And with the global shipping community moving towards tapping on alternative sources of financing, MPA will continue to expand and widen this source of ship finance in Singapore and grow the pool of intermediaries that can help connect borrowers and various financial solutions. Third but not least is to be the conduit that brings both the maritime and the financial interests together. As the urgencies to address environmental challenges grows, the role of public-private partnership in mobilizing funds has been gaining traction in recent years. In this spirit, MPA remains keen to engage with interested stakeholders to discuss collaboration opportunities and to co-develop innovative financing solutions to advance this green finance agenda for the maritime sector, the latest being the expression of interest for financing and insurance on our electrification of harbourcraft. But you will hear more in these coming months on this plan. This will include workshops to raise awareness and adoption of sustainable finance practices and the second editions of MPA's Maritime Green Finance Industry Sharing Series. And we will also bring the rest of the government agencies on board. We will be working with Enterprise Singapore, called ESG here, to explore onboarding interested FIs to the Enterprise Financing Scheme, GREEN, called the EFS GREEN. And with Enterprise SG undertaking risk sharing of 70% to support lending by participating FIs. These initiatives will potentially open up more financing options for harbourcraft owners planning on adopting green technologies and solutions for their fleet. Of course, we look forward to your support and collaboration in these areas. Now let me conclude my remarks so that I don't hold you up too long from lunch. Yesterday, we kicked off our 18th edition of our Singapore Maritime Week. And to recap on Minister Chee's rally call, our target is to grow Maritime Singapore as a global hub for three important areas. First, we want to grow as a hub for maritime innovation. Second, as a hub for reliable and resilient maritime operations. And third, as a hub for maritime talent development. As we navigate bravely towards these targets, I would like to call on our industry leaders to join MPA to achieve these collective ambitions. May we have the courage in the face of challenge to put our plans into action. Singapore may be small in size, but we always have bold aspiration to serve the world's global trade and supply chain. We are not done building our maritime ecosystem, and we'll continue to work hard on it. On this note, I would like to wish everyone an exciting and fruitful Maritime Week ahead. Thank you.